My approach is a no mind approach. It is just the very opposite of philosophizing. It is not thinking about things, ideas. But seeing, with a clarity that comes when you put your mind aside, when you see through silence, not through logic. Seeing is a totally different process. It is a byproduct of meditation. When you are silent, truth is there in its fullness. In its absolute glory. And when you are not silent, truth is absent. When you are silent, truth does not appear like an object before you. When you are silent, suddenly you recognize you are the truth. There is nothing to see. The seer is the seen. The observer is the observed. That duality no more edges. And there is no question of thinking. There is no doubt. There is no belief. There is no idea.
Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Today we're going to start some discourses about the situation of all the women in the world who want to be free and at the same time want to be safe. We are going to start with some beautiful Indian music, and the first song is by The Atmospheres and called India.
Mother of a thousand sons, home to everyone who sleeps in your arms. India, India, show me the golden rule. I'm coming home to you, deep in my heart. With the oceans lapping at your feet, as the waves roll in, whisper in my ears, sweet songs of nothing, and I disappear. India, India, you are such a surprise, magic still alive, forever mesmerized. India, India, keeper of eternal flames, land of many names, the golden bird never tames. With the oceans lapping at your feet, as the waves roll in, they whisper in my ears, sweet songs of nothing, and I disappear. India, India, incredible India, 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 incredible India. Silver lines into our hearts, let it shine wherever we go. India, India, as I travel in you, you are traveling in me, sailing the same destiny. With the oceans lapping at your feet, as the waves roll in, whisper. whisper in my ears, sweet songs of nothing, and I disappear. India, India, mother of a thousand suns. India, India, home to everyone. India, India, incredible India. India, India, namaste.
The discourse today is from the series From Ignorance to Innocence, number 2. Somebody is asking Osho a question about nonviolence. Religions have been preaching beautiful words about nonviolence, Osho says, but in fact the roots of violence are to be found in these very religions. He explains what happens if you repress anger, and how much you can hurt yourself with all your good intentions not to hurt anybody. He says, I teach something else. I teach reverence for life. This means don't harm yourself and don't allow others to harm you. And nonviolence will come out of this just by itself.
non-violence, the very word. Is not appealing to me. It is not my taste, because it is negative. Violence is positive, non-violence is negative. Nobody has paid any attention to the simple fact that you are making violence positive, solid, and non-violence is simply negating it. My word is reverence for life. I don't use the word non-violence. Reverence for life, it is positive. Non-violence happens just on its own accord. If you feel reverence for life, how you can be violent? But it is possible you can be non-violent, still you may not have any reverence for life. For example, Gandhi is continuously trying to teach to his disciples and following it himself. He is not a fraud. Whatsoever he believes may be wrong, but he does it with his totality. His intention is always sincere. You cannot doubt his sincerity. But his intelligence is not so indubitable. And a man with strong intentions and not a higher quality of intelligence is more dangerous than anybody. Because the intention is blind. He was thinking that he is teaching non-violence. But in fact, he was teaching people to be violent to themselves. This cannot happen to my way of life. Reverence for life does not exclude me. If I am full of reverence for life all around, how I can be irreverent towards my own life? In deep silence, there is no mine and no thine. Life is simply life. It is one flow. We are joined together with invisible threads. If I hurt you, I hurt myself. If I hurt myself, I am hurting you all. I want the distinction to be clear. It is delicate. The man who believes in nonviolence will be very careful not to be violent to anybody. Too much careful. But because he has not experienced the reverence for life, it is only an ideology. Rationally, he has concluded that this is good, that this is the right path. He is going to be very violent to himself. In fact, his violence towards others will turn upon himself. The proportion will remain the same. Non-violent people have been torturing themselves in every possible way. They are very inventive in finding new methods of torturing themselves. Violence has not disappeared. It has only taken a roundabout turn. Gandhi was very violent to himself. Just any excuse, and he will go on a fast. Fasting is violence. If you keep somebody else starving, it is violence. And you keep yourself starving, it is not violence. Do you have double standards? Whether I keep you starving or I keep myself starving, it is the same principle and the same standards should be applied. I am a violent man. If not to your body, then to my body itself. And to be violent with you, there was a possibility you may have retaliated. You may have stopped me being violent to you. But to be violent with one's own body is the easiest thing in the world. What your body can do? It cannot retaliate. It cannot prevent you. It has no defense against you. So the person who is violent to others, at least is violent to someone who has the right to defend himself and can be violent in return. But the person who is violent with himself is really cunning, very cunning. He has found the most innocent victim in the world, defenseless. You can do anything you want to it. There have been monks who have been beating their body every morning till all over the body the blood starts oozing. And they were thought to be great saints. there was one Christian saint in Alexandria. Who remained on a 60 feet long pillar. On top of it, there was space enough just to sit. For 30 years, he remained on that pillar sitting. He was sleeping there. People were sending food, and he was pulling food by ropes. He was defecating, urinating from the pillar. But this was thought to be great austerity. And from hundreds of miles, people will come to pay respect to this madman. He has no other quality. But even kings came to pay respect to him. What he was doing? Just torturing himself. I have seen in India so many people torturing in so many ways. That it became absolutely clear to me that all the religions up to now have been dominated by sadomasochists. I have no philosophy of nonviolence. But I have a way of life which you can call reverence for life. And this is a totally different perspective. Non-violence simply says, don't kill others. Do you think that is enough? It is only a negative statement. Don't kill others. Don't harm others. Is that enough? Reverence of life says, share. Give your joy, your love, your peace, your bliss. Whatsoever you can share, share. If you are reverent towards life, then it becomes a worship. Then everywhere you feel God alive. Then watering a tree becomes worship. Then feeding a guest becomes worship. And you are not obliging anybody. You are not doing service. You are simply enjoying the same way those people are enjoying in torturing. You are enjoying in sharing. So I want it once for all to be remembered by you that reverence for life is my approach. Non-violence comes automatically. There is no need to bother about it. And when it comes on its own accord, it is never ugly. And you ask me, what do I say about the Christian philosophy, the Christian attitude of turning the other cheek? Jesus has learnt that idea from India. There is no other way for him to learn, because Jewish scriptures have no ideas about nonviolence. Even the Jewish God is not nonviolent. He clearly declares, I am an angry God. From where Jesus could get the idea of nonviolence? It has never existed anywhere except India. Particularly at the time when Jesus moved from Egypt to India, it was very much in the air, because Mahavira had just passed away 500 years before. Buddha had just passed away 500 years before. Sanjay Belathiputta, who was a very significant master. Ajit Keskambal, who was also a very charismatic figure. Makhli Gosal, all these people had turned the whole climate of India into nonviolence. When Jesus must have reached, he must have reached at a time when the whole country was agog with the philosophy of nonviolence. He got the idea from India. And that is one of the reasons why Jews could not accept him. It was bringing a very foreign idea which does not fit with the Jewish structure at all. Jesus said that if somebody hits you on one cheek, you turn the other cheek. You are asking me what I have to say about it. What Jesus is saying looks a beautiful statement, but it is not at all practical, pragmatic, scientific. Reverence for life approaches the whole problem from a different angle. I will say, respect life, yours included. In fact, you are first to be respectful towards yourself, then only you can be respectful about anybody else. Be loving towards yourself, then you will be able to love others too. Reverence for life will not allow any provocation to violence. It will not start violence, but if anybody starts it, it will stop it immediately. Jesus says,
If somebody hits on your one cheek, turn the other cheek. I say, okay, turn his other cheek. And hit him harder. Give him a lesson. Make it clear to him that it is not so easy to hit somebody on the cheek. That it comes back and comes harder. And if you are capable, hit his both the cheeks at a single time. Why give him chance? So that he becomes a saint and turns the other cheek. Hit him simultaneously. And tell him that I do not believe in violence. Hence, I have to stop it at the first chance. You have to prevent violence if you respect life. And in another way too, it is respectful to hit the man, not to give him your other cheek, because that is very disrespectful. This may seem a little difficult for you. You hit me, and I don't hit you, and show my other cheek to you, and say, please, be kind enough to hit me. I am trying to be superhuman, and reducing you below humanity. I am humiliating you far more than I can humiliate you by hitting you. By hitting you, I simply declare you are human, I am human. And I speak the same language that you speak. We are both on the same ground. This is more respectful because you are not raising yourself higher. You are keeping yourself on the same ground as the other man. You are telling him, you are my brother. If you hit me, you are going to get a bigger hit. And be watchful and be careful. Because somewhere you may get into real trouble. I am not in favor of your being superior to the other man. That's what Jesus is saying. That you be meek, you be humble, you turn your other cheek. Because then you will inherit the kingdom of God. I am not promising you any kingdom of God. You are not going to inherit anything. You have already inherited it. That is your life. Be loving and respectful to it. Never do any harm to anybody, but never allow anybody to do any harm to you either. Only then we can create a human world.
Today's meditation is about anger. When you feel angry, there is no need to be angry against someone. Just be angry. Let it be a meditation. Close your room and sit by yourself and let the anger come up as much as it can. If you feel like beating, beat a pillow. Do whatsoever you want to do. The pillow will never object. If you want to kill the pillow, have a knife and kill it. It helps. It helps tremendously. One can never imagine how helpful a pillow can be. Just beat it, bite it, throw it. If you are against somebody in particular, write their name on the pillow or stick a picture on it. You will feel ridiculous, foolish, but anger is ridiculous. You cannot do anything about it. So let it be and enjoy it like an energy phenomenon. It is an energy phenomenon. If you are not hurting anybody, there is nothing wrong in it. When you try this, you'll see that the idea of hurting somebody by and by disappears. Make it a daily practice, just 20 minutes every morning. Then watch the whole day. You will be calmer, because the energy that becomes anger has been thrown out. The energy that becomes a poison is thrown out of the system. Do this for at least 2 weeks, and after 1 week, you will be surprised to find that whatsoever the situation, anger is not coming up. Just give it a try. This was Osho Radio for today. The music that we played was by Shastro, The Atmospheres, Sambodhi Prem, Milarepa, and Joshu. Have a good week, everybody. Take care, and until the next time. Bye-bye.
Of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration. You are my love. I hear your music in me. Strings of my heart are singing. You are my inspiration. You are my love. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation. I found a treasure in me that makes my life worth living. A precious jewel shining, the fragrance of love. I hear your music in me, strings of my heart. You are my love. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Life is a celebration. Oh, what a sweet sensation. Sweet sensation. When life is a celebration.